Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Joining me at this time in our first interview from the 2021 Berlin International Film Festival is Samaher Alkadi, the director of one of the most powerful documentaries I have come across this year so far, and it's titled As I Want, and it's screening in the Encounter section. Samaher, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Thank you for having me with you guys.
It's a pleasure. So we're going to be talking about your documentary, As I Want. This is a courageous documentary that explores the explosion of politically charged sexual terrorism in Cairo in the aftermath of the Arab Spring. That's just to say a couple of things, just to introduce it for our listeners. We'll get into it all in more detail, but without sugarcoating it, because I want to be respectful as possible about this horrific topic. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but during the 2011 and 2014 Egyptian protests, which began with the Egyptian Revolution of 2011, rape had been carried out publicly. But how did this happen and why was this happening?
How did this happen? It was through this red circle they used to... I'm saying that exactly after all of the girls, they talked about it and they explained what exactly happened. And this is why it was called the Red Circle, because basically they will make a circle around the girl that they choose to do that with her, and maybe there will be like 20 or 30 guys with the weapons to be able to, you know, to strip the girls and make it easy for the other more than 300 men to join the party, basically. This is exactly what was happening, and with all the girls, they said their testimony about it. They talk exactly about what happened. Luckily, I wasn't one of those girls, but my best friend was. So it doesn't really matter how exactly this happened, because the result is all those girls that they've been just sexual assault and raped in the middle of this circle. And what amazed me is why, if there is like 20 or 30 or 40 guys that they've been paid because they don't want the woman to be in Tahrir Square or in the revolution or in part of it, because the voice of woman is always like kind of strong and powerful, and they don't just wanted that because it adds more people. The majority of women, it's big, and they don't want this. This is my my humble understanding to it politically, and it's been happening. If we think of it, if we think of it in most of the revolution and all over the world, they always, the first thing to attack is women and children to put them back home, because they want to introduce the number of the revolutionary people asking for their rights. So it's something that politically all over the world they do it. They rape women, they attack them, they kidnap their children, they fear them. This is why, I think, from my own simple point of view.
Well, I'd like to continue on with that and maybe ask you an even more blunt question. Do you think that there's a legitimate hatred towards women?
That's a very interesting question. Hate. Why you will hate someone that was the reason for you to be on Earth? I don't think it's from hate. I think it's from the power. Like the other gender, which is called man, they have the power. They like to have the power. I believe from my simple thinking that the real power is on the woman, because we are the one that we make this planet continue by getting birth and breastfeeding. This is a big power. A lot of us as women don't really even think of it, because it happened naturally. But this is what actually happened to me when I got pregnant with my second son after my mom died. And this is how why the film went to a different direction. Those women in Cairo, they're really strong. They really have a big strength that really get into my core to speak up about what actually happened to me.
Because there were attempts by women to counter this violence towards them, and you talk about them in your film and you document them in your film too.
This was actually when I start filming. It was in February 2013, and that was right after what happened to my best friend, which is one of those 100 girls being raped and dragged for hours in the street. So when I start filming, it was when this big movement of women started in Egypt that amazed me. It was like the second wave of a second revolution from a different perspective. Like we had the 2011 revolution against Mubarak and all of that. And women, of course, they were attacked, blah, 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 blah. All what this happened to them. But what happened at that day in next to Sayyida Zainab Mosque in Cairo, that this massive of women, they gathered from all different levels in the society with knives and tools from the kitchen. That was big. We walked 6 hours from this mosque to Tahrir Square. The voice of those women, it was extremely full of strength and power. And I think I was really lucky to be there, to feel how we could move things if we get hurt and we ask for our rights. So yes, I did document this, and this is how the story started. Didn't even know how this film will end or where it will take me. And I was very glad and happy for all of the girls that they accept to be in the front of the camera to talk about all of this. So it's not just a healing process film for me and my childhood and my relationship with my mom. It's not just a revolutionary a movement of a woman perspective. I think it's also a historical documentary to record and save what really happened before they fake it later on. Because they don't want anyone to remember what happened. They don't like to talk about dirty stuff under the rug, as we say. They like to hide things under the rug.
Huh. So this film is an act of prevention against the erasing of this important part of history that women were protagonists of.
Absolutely.
It seems like you're pretty convinced that will happen.
Yes, I am very concerned, and I won't deny my fear, but I will always, I always say that I am not a brave, maybe brave. I am not a person that I don't feel fear. I'm afraid, but I am not a coward. I think personally I feel fear from how it's gonna be the feedback from my countries, from my both countries, Egypt and Palestine. I am very looking forward to hear from sisterhood, from all the women that I have been surrounded with in Egypt and in Palestine. I may be attacked from whoever thinks that this film is showing things that they don't like to talk about. I may be attacked by showing my big belly and my tits breastfeeding my son. I may be attacked for many reasons, but I am so proud of what I have done, and I am so happy to be part of this movement there. And I am so relieved and healed by finishing this film. Yeah, because it put me in so much strength inside myself, and I hope this will go to other women, that they will feel the same. I hope.
Samaher, a lot of the footage from the film was shot around those years, naturally, and yet the film comes to the fore just now. It's premiering just now, many years later. And before we took a break, you had talked about some of the doubts and even fears that you had experienced regarding the making of this film. Are those fears part of the reason why it took you so long to complete As I Want?
Many reasons. First of all, when this film started, it was not easy to say what is exactly I want to tell. First of all, so it was not easy to get fundraising. It was not easy to talk about the details of where is this film taking me. So the first 2 years, after filming all this movement. Just after 2 years, we start to get some money to work. And also, I went through a lot of things personally. I mean, I have lost my mother in the middle of filming the first year, and I couldn't even see her, and that opened up a lot of issues inside me. I get pregnant with my second son, and I start actually to question who am I. And as one of the character in the film for the first time, I ask myself, what does really mean to be a woman? It's like asking yourself, what does mean to have like five fingers, you know? So it's not just a movie. I always say, I didn't make things like that before, and I don't think I will make things like this after. It was kind of a healing process for me to speak up, to talk about my relationship with my mom and the way how I've been raised with fear and shame.
Right. And that word shame is actually, I believe, uttered and said by a group of young girls that you visit. When you visit a playground, there's a part in the film where you visit a playground and speak with a group of young girls who tell you such things as a woman's body is a shameful thing.
Yes.
And
yes,
other things. So, I mean, this is something that is still happening. I mean, it's something, it's almost like a process of indoctrination, whether it's at home or in school.
Yeah, a voice of woman is a shame.
Yeah, which is terrible, really.
For me, in the end, with all my love to my countries and the way how I belong to them and the way how I took strength from them and the way how I want them to understand me, all of that. But in the end of the day, I have children over my living room, and they go out into the street, and they've been taught something totally different. And it was a struggle for me. It became a struggle. How I'm gonna raise my own children in society, like they teach them in school, things like that. So it's not only about what happened to me or about what happened to those girls. It was kind of like a search. I am searching. I want to know where is all of this taking us. There's new generation. They are coming. I have my nieces in Palestine. They still been pushed to be married, young, and have children. By the age of 21, she has 3 children. I mean, it's happening also here in Europe, but in a different perspective, perspective of fake freedom. Like children after 16 and 18, they're free to do whatever they want. And then here we come, I have a child, he's only 17 and he has a child, or a girl. It's, I don't know, it's, there is something has to be discussed. This is what I believe. And that's it. Just stop denying things and stop faking things. In my country, in Western country, all this generation, we have to be aware how we want them to be.
But do you think that feminism means different things in different countries?
Feminism is different in each country and in each thoughts, I think. I am not a person that knows how to say big words. But I speak my heart out. I respect myself as a woman. I am happy to be a woman. I am happy to be the mother of this earth by bringing children. I'm happy to be standing in my foot for my rights. I want every single human being in this earth to understand their rights, man or woman. Feminist has gone to too many levels. So I don't know what's feminist anymore. I have read a very interesting book while making this film to understand feminists, because people, they were telling me, this is a feminist film, this is an activist film. Yes, this is a feminist film if you want, this is an activist film if you want, but I am searching and looking for humanist, where we are as a human being. So I am not the right person to talk about feminist, to be honest with you, with all my respect for all the movement. I think what's happening in Egypt now and all of the feminist women, they are doing what they're doing in Egypt. I really respect. It's a big war and it's a tough society. It's not like the feminist in the United States, or maybe it's similar of the speaking up, but we being in the front line to speak up as feminist or as a human being for example, in Egypt or Palestine or Yemen or Saudi Arabia, it's not like the same feminist in Sweden or in, you know, Western countries. So it's a complicated world. We're just looking for our free. We want just to be free, all of us. I'm very simple. I don't want to put myself in a frame, Matt. I don't like to be in a frame.
I understand that, yeah. But that search for humanism, was that a lot of the reason why you decided to become a filmmaker in the first place?
No. I didn't even decide to be a filmmaker. I decided to leave Palestine and I wanted to go to educate myself and be free without being controlled of my body and life and being out, going and even, you know, I just wanted to get out and it's a long story in my life, but I just wanted to get out and I found, I get connected with some people and I said, okay, I would love to go to cinema school. I didn't even know why I chose that, but I always love to photograph and make photographs and I have a very big connection with the meaning of a photograph. Like I feel when you take a photograph, it's just like you freeze the moment and you go back to it whenever you want. So that was my passion. And then here we go. I went to the cinema school and I became a filmmaker. Welcome to the tough world.
Yeah. but it's interesting because another part of the film that I think is very interesting is that you include footage of men abusing you, catcalling you as you walk down the street, and the camera there, you're filming them basically. So do you feel that kind of puts a different spin to the definition that some people have said that camera is a weapon? Here it's also a weapon for self-protection.
I decide to use it as a weapon. That was the point. I was fed up. Okay, after what happened to my best friend, I was very angry. I wanted to do something. I didn't even know that I'm going to come up with a film. This is why this film takes so long. Because it started, I just wanted to tell people that with all the accident that happened in Tahrir Square, the political reasons for them or not, with that wasn't my intention. My intention to say, actually, just by walking down to the street to buy some bread or milk, this is what happened. Every single day. It's like that. You are abused. You are attacked. You are, how you say that? Like they jump in your soul and your body because they think you're a subject.
Right.
They are allowed to do that. And if you say no, you're not polite and you should just shut up. So that was my intention to say that this is the way how we live. And I was happy with two beautiful Western girls that they saw the film and they felt the same. They belonged to the film. So it's not only about what happened in the street of Cairo or Palestine. I believe it's happening all over the world again in terms of just living is different.
Just as a thought, you know, in your film, we also see, for example, the ways in which art is used to kind of promote this activism and this and to counter all the violence that women have been experiencing. We've talked about how your film, too, can also help when we think about people trying to raise events happening in history. But do you think that art can actually help in the immediate to counter violent events and to actually actuate change?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We can make art for joy. We can make music to dance. We can throw color in the world for expression. But art has to get involved.
Samaher, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us. And thank you for kind of, you know, coping with the technical issues that we've been experiencing throughout this interview as well.
No problem. Thank you to you, Matt.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.